Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Watch this. These are my confessions. Lunchtime confessions. Some of them are about sports. Some of them are not. But this is where we let them hang just a little bit extra. Right here on Lunchtime Confessions within the Loop. Let's do it.
All right, I'm not necessarily proud of this by any stretch. So Larry Stafford hopped on earlier.
He did.
About an hour and a half ago, I think, somewhere in there.
Yep.
And he said something that after he hung up, I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of feeling that. Let's hear what he said.
It ain't going to be fun, but if this is the sacrifice that I have to make for them Texans to take their ass to the Super Bowl in New Orleans, I'll sacrifice the Astros.
I'm with you.
They say sometimes you got to give up something to get something. And I'm more interested in that squad over there on Kirby than I am with them Astros right now.
I got to tell you, B. Scott, Figgy, I'm kind of feeling that. If you have to... If you got to give up what we've enjoyed with the Astros for 7 years for a freaking Super Bowl.
So, I understand.
I'm feeling it.
I understand the logic. I get it. But the issue that I have with it is that it just doesn't hold up. You should not have to.
It's only
the universe that's telling you all of a sudden that one thing is fading away and one thing is appearing. Mm-hmm. But it is still the fault of misguided leadership and folk that brought us, because the reality is we should be in a glory year. We should be in a position where the only team that's struggling or trying to find its way is the basketball team.
Yeah.
But the baseball team should be somewhere closer to the top than it is.
Yeah.
And the football team should be on the ascension.
Okay,
I'd hate to have to sacrifice. Let me ask you both.
But Figgy, let me ask you first. If we talk about baseball gods, football gods, all that, if the baseball and football gods got together and said, hey, look here, Figgy, Astros aren't going to win more than 65 games. They're not going to win more than 70 games. That's the bad news. Good news is Texans are going to the Super Bowl.
I'm in.
I make that trade.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I make that trade.
I'm in, but I also look at a city like Boston who always had everything. So why we can't have everything?
That's what
man.
We grew up on. Like by the time the early 2000s came, our adolescent years, Figgy, by the time we're teenagers, Boston is an embarrassment of riches.
They had everything, man.
Everything.
Baseball, football, basketball,
hockey.
They had everything.
That's
man.
Why old Paul Gallant came over here as the damn arrogant ass sports fan that he was. Like he just had seen everything because he couldn't help himself. He's our age.
I know a thing about championships.
Yes. I've seen elite quarterback play. Just because he just happened to be perfectly timed with Tom Brady and when he grew up.
Yeah.
Dude, seriously.
Yeah, UConn. True. I would put UConn in there, too. I know that's not Boston, but I put UConn in there, too.
I'll say this does lead me, though, to a related confession.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
It's not necessarily the worst thing in the world
mm-hmm.
when the Astros do this.
Stink.
Yeah, it's not necessarily the worst thing in the world. I know that I've shown the outrage, but to me, it allows us to focus on other things. I think that the fact that the Texans are on the rise, it helps. Okay, and if I'm just being 100% honest with this confession,
mm-hmm.
I had grown fatigued a little bit towards the end of last year. Okay, like maybe as a fan, I still feel it, but working. All of those championship series, you're going. And doing those World Series. Look, I'm not complaining about it
mm-hmm.
per se, but it ain't
boo hoo.
Yeah,
it ain't. it ain't the worst thing in the world to win. October roll around, when the fall like, roll around.
You know what? I'm going to Texas practice.
We got one sport to cover.
That's right.
One. Ain't the worst thing in the world.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I got to admit, we've talked about like Kim Kardashian falling off the planet, the face of the earth in terms of like her Q rating and all that stuff. We've talked about she ain't what she used to be. Man, she's trying. Man, she's trying. What happened to her guts? With that dress,
I was going to say, wait a minute.
Like, did you see this?
Heavy pause,
dude. Search Twitter.
Yeah, no. So you got.
She was at the Met Gala.
I'm surprised you haven't seen this. She was at the Met Gala and she had nothing but,
dude.
She looked like an hourglass, but in a way that you're not supposed.
It was unhealthy. Doctors are weighing in. I was looking at it this morning. Fig, you got to see this thing. Like, she got her stomach and whatever torso sucked in so bad.
There is no
she
torso.
She couldn't walk.
Yeah, there's no torso.
They had to help her up the stairs.
It is a completely unhealthy way of looking and living.
Doctors are saying this is going to cause problems and issues with her.
Yeah, the thing about people like her, man, they rather hurt so bad to look good. And sometimes you just got to be comfortable, man.
Yeah. But she's making headlines. She's getting it back.
I don't understand, though, man. Once you get to the status that she's reached,
mm-hmm.
like, it's not 2007 no more, Kim.
But it's a drug,
like,
man.
Like, you are, but a drug of what?
That attention is a drug.
Man, but listen, well, I guess so. Because it did get that.
That attention is a drug. It did get that.
But you want to risk your life and your, like,
you, like the doctors are saying, look, y'all don't understand. This can cause serious.
She won. She won. She was able to parlay not even being a super talented person into success through some level of tenacity and, you know, leaking a video. And then able to turn that into more success, married Kanye, got legendary West Kardashian West kids. She won the game of life. You don't have to do this no more.
No, I know.
I don't understand
it. It's a drug.
Yeah, I guarantee you, every woman wants that waist, by the way.
I don't, but they shouldn't, though. That's not attractive. Yeah, and look, I'm not one of those people that's going to try to pretend like Kim Kardashian is overrated in terms of attractiveness.
Yeah.
Because that woman is fine
when
she's not doing stuff like that to her body.
That's right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Speaking of fine women, mm-hmm. or women perceived to be fine at least, y'all saw that Giselle was that she was upset about the roast. I mean, I couldn't imagine what some of the things that she could have possibly been upset about. I mean, it's not like they were, you know, oh, that's right. They were taking those shots at her family, at the Tom Brady family. This was just some of what give me her name again. Nikki Haley. Like I'm talking about politics for whatever reason. The Republican was in my head for some reason. But Nikki Glaser, this was some of what she had to say at that roast targeting the Brady family.
Tom Brady, 5-time Super Bowl MVP, most career wins, most career touchdowns. You have 7 rings. Well, 8 now that Giselle gave hers back. But I just want to. Sorry, Tom. Tom, the only thing dumber than you saying yes to this roast was when you said, hey, babe, you should try jiu-jitsu. I think that was, that's gotta suck. Tom Brady, 5-time Super Bowl MVP.
Yikes. Yikes. What's yikes.
What is she upset about? Get over it.
She shouldn't
you
be.
You cheated on him.
She shouldn't be upset. This was all in good fun.
Yeah, and it's true.
And the fact of the matter is, you're Giselle and Tom Brady.
Yes.
Y'all are public figures. These are the jokes that people are making about y'all in private, in public. All you did here was have the this was Tom leaning into it and having the fun with it. The fun that everybody else is having with it. Now you kind of take some ownership of it. You bring your own friends up there to participate in it. His former teammates. Kevin Hart, he clearly has some kind of relationship with Kevin Hart, it seems like.
Yeah.
So, like, yo, these are the breaks. Them's the breaks when you get to be Giselle and Tom Brady, right?
She did give him an ultimatum about football or the kids because they talked about it and Brady didn't say a dang thing to say it wasn't true. She did go cheat on him with the jiu-jitsu instructor, and that's going to be comedy in a roast. What's your problem?
She need to be mad at Tom Brady for even having the roast.
That's
if she
what it
be
would
somebody
be.
Mad at
that would be the
I
only
would be
thing.
Mad at him.
Yeah,
like why would you do that?
That's probably what it is. But this is, I gotta say, a 2-part confession. I gotta hog this one.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Never really done it for me, man.
Get
never
the hell out of here.
Never really done much for me.
What never done that for you,
Giselle?
Get out of here.
I mean, she cool.
She cool.
She all right.
Look at it, Tyler. It's like, are you insane?
Never done much for me, man.
Are you
I don't get
insane?
It. I mean, I don't get it. Like obviously, I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers.
Yeah.
But I don't get it, man.
Dude.
They ain't never understood that.
What do
that.
You not get? Giselle at 20?
Let me tell you something.
Giselle at 30? Giselle right now at 43?
She's a nice looking woman. She's a good looking woman.
Are you
But let me tell you
me?
This. I was in the gallery a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And let me tell you this.
Don't say it. Let me save you from yourself.
Hey, you about to pull a Landry Lock.
Let me tell you this.
Let me save you from
let
yourself.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You start selling lotion.
You can go to about 3 or 4 kiosks.
Get the hell
and
out of
find
here.
Find you a Giselle.
You.
Rat you in a good old Houston, Texas at the Galleria.
You are
in any mall in this damn city.
You're insane.
And find a woman.
You're insane.
That I'll take just as quick.
Yes.
As that. I mean, supermodel culture, I get it. I mean, skinny women, whatever. I just.
She's not anymore.
She is. She's 40-something. I mean, I understand.
She is smoking.
She's a good-looking woman.
You know, I can recommend a good LASIK surgeon for you, man.
My eyes are bad. I'll give you that. That part I'll give you. My eyes are bad, but I just,
All right.
I don't get how that became the most famous supermodel of all of like ever. I'm very confused.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I got one more quickie here because you just reminded me.
These are my confessions.
There might not be anything I hate more. I'm being dead serious. When it comes to your relationship, when she says, "Oh, I don't care." Just whatever.
She always does.
I don't really want anything. We're talking about Mother's Day.
Why is she lying?
Exactly.
Why is
like,
she lying?
You talk about a trap. You talk about a setup. Like, so yesterday I'm like, so we got to start talking about Mother's Day, man. I'm thinking maybe this. She goes, I don't care. I don't really want anything. Just whatever. That's the biggest trap in the history of traps. Like, suppose I didn't do anything.
No, you'd be a fool. Yes. You'd be a new fool. Yeah. You'd be way too old.
And you deserve to be on the couch.
Yes, yes. Suppose I'm like, well, you said, I don't care.
Yeah.
Not really anything.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, I learned that the hard way.
Come on.
We ain't got to do nothing for my birthday.
All right.
I'm like, cool. Try it.
That,
it was not cool.
It was not cool.
What do the kids say? F around and find out.
Yes.
That's what you do there.
Yes.
All right, coming up next, we are 1 week away from the Texans schedule release. Which game worries you the most? I got mine. I want to hear about yours. That's next on In the Loop Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.